Chapter 50. Hopeful continued to tell. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6, verse 37. How it could get right again. Christian liked it to hear that faithful also told about the Lord Jesus, for it is only through him that everything can become right again. He looked at his friend and asked, "Did faithful also tell you how?" "You mean how we can become right and good before God?" "Yes." He told that too. It can only become right if we trust in the Lord Jesus, for his life was good. My life is full of sins, but everything he did was good. I have deserved to suffer and die eternally, but now he wanted to come to this earth to suffer and to die for sin. Especially on the cross he suffered grievously. There he quenched his Father's wrath. Hopeful thought for a moment and said, "It was not right between the Lord and me. My life was wrong. But between the Lord Jesus and his Father, everything is right." "But what does this profit us, Hopeful?" "I asked Faithful about this too. How can Jesus' righteousness now be my righteousness?" Faithful explained it all to me. He told me that the Lord Jesus is also the Almighty and Eternal God. Therefore, he can give all this to others too. Everything he did, yes, even his death, was not for himself, but for people like me. You can get everything through him. Faithful said that therefore it was necessary that I completely trust in the Lord Jesus. It is necessary that we believe in him. Only then we may know that everything is imputed to us. And, Christian wanted to know, what did you do then? Did you want to trust him? Hopeful shook his head. "I told myself, Jesus certainly does not want to save me." "And what did Faithful say about that?" asked Christian. "He said that you can only know this if you have been with him yourself. Just go to him, and then you will see." "But," I said, "is that not too bold?" "No," Faithful stated, "for you are invited to come." The book with the invitation. Faithful gave me a book in which the Lord Jesus' invitation is written. He hoped I would dare to go to him because of this. "Everything that is written in this book is true, you hear," Faithful said. "Even the smallest letters and dots in this book are true. They are more sure than heaven and earth." "Yes, but," I asked, "how must I go to him then?" "Go on your knees," he said, "and pray with your whole heart and soul to the Father and ask, 'Father, wilt thou reveal thy Son unto me?'" "Reveal?" I asked. "Yes," he answered, "for otherwise you will never learn to know him in your heart." Then I asked Faithful how I had to ask this. I did not dare to do this, and I did not know how to do so. "Just go and ask it," he said, "and then you will find him on his mercy seat. He sits there all year long to wait for people to come to him. He is willing to forgive their sins and take their punishment away." "But what must I say then?" I asked. Then Faithful answered, "Just say, 'O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' Wilt thou give that I may learn to know the Lord Jesus, and that I may believe in him? For now I see that I am lost without him. Lord, I have heard that thou art a merciful God. Thou hast given thy Son to be a Savior of the world. Thou art willing to give him to such poor sinners like I am. Here I am, Lord, a great sinner. Lord, wilt thou then hear me and save my soul? Wilt thou make thy grace great and glorious through Jesus Christ thy Son? Amen. And did you do that? Christian wanted to know. Did you pray thus to the Lord? Yes, I certainly did, Hopeful answered, over and over and over. And did the Father reveal his Son unto you? Not right away, after the first time I prayed, neither the second, third, fourth, or fifth time, neither was it the sixth time. And what did you do then? I did not know what to do. Did you ever think to quit praying? Yes, 100 times and even more than that. And still you did not quit? No, I could not. I felt I could not live without the Lord Jesus anymore. Even if the whole world would help me, I would perish if I did not have him. Therefore, I thought by myself, if I do not pray anymore, I must die anyway. I had better stay on my knees and thus die before God's mercy seat. I suddenly had to think of a word from the Bible. There is written exactly what happened. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That means the Lord often waits. He usually does not come immediately. The Father showed me the Lord Jesus. Even though the Lord did not come immediately, Hopeful could still believe he would once come. Yes, I certainly believed he would come. Therefore, I kept praying until the Father revealed his Son in me. What happened then? How did the Father do that? Are you willing to tell that too, Hopeful? Yes, of course. The Father showed him to me. I did not see him with my natural eyes, but with my soul's eyes. This is how it happened. On a certain day, I was so sad. It was worse than ever before. That was because I again saw how great and terrible my sins were. I felt I had to go to hell. It could not be otherwise. I had to be punished eternally with the heaviest punishments. The punishment had to come. I deserved it. Then that wonder from heaven happened. It went very quickly. I saw the Lord Jesus. Clearly he spoke to me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. At first I was afraid and said, But Lord, I am such a great sinner. But then he kindly answered, My grace is sufficient for thee. No matter how great my sins were, there was enough grace to forgive them all. What a miracle! Still, I did not know how to believe that. Lord, what is believing? I asked. The Lord was willing to teach me. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, he spoke from his word. Now I saw what believing was. Believing is the same as coming to him. People who truly seek him and long with their whole heart to be saved by him believe in him already. The Lord himself wants to work this faith. Tears sprang into my eyes. But Lord, I continued to ask, is it possible that such a great sinner like me can be accepted, that such a one can be saved? Then I heard him say, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Oh, I understood he would not do away with me, but I also understood it was only possible through the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I wanted to know everything about him. I wanted to learn to know him. How must I learn to know him? How do I see him in the right way, so that I know I truly believe? He said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. What a miracle, isn't it? He wants to make people who are full of sins happy forever. Christian nodded. Have you learned more about the Lord Jesus? Yes, I learned that he is the end of the law. The end of the law? Yes. If I try to keep the law of the Lord, I always fail. I cannot live any more the way the Lord wants it. And the law says I must die because of my sins. That is the curse of the law. But the Lord Jesus kept the law perfectly, and he also took upon himself the curse and bore it away. Everything is made right with his Father. But he did not do this for himself. It is for the people whom he always loved. They learn to truly need the Lord Jesus and accept him. They are thankful for everything he did for them. Therefore, he is the end of the law. The Lord Jesus was taken captive and hung on the cross for our sins. He also rose again. By this we know that it was enough, that the Father was satisfied. Yes, all sins are forgiven, and it is good and right again. He loved us and washed us with his own blood. Actually, the Lord Jesus stands between God and us. He brings us back to the Father again. Therefore, he is also called the Mediator. And now the Lord Jesus lives in heaven to always pray for us. When I saw all this, continued Hopeful, I certainly knew that it was necessary that I belong to the Lord Jesus. If I want it to be right between God and my soul, I must seek it from him, for he made all things right. In the Lord Jesus, I am right and good before God again. He gave his blood, and in that blood all sins are washed away. He could truly obey his Father, and he bore the punishment of sin, not for himself, but for the people which he received from his Father. They learned to need the Lord Jesus. They accept him for their salvation and want to be thankful to him. Christian, you will understand that I was very glad about this. My eyes were filled with tears. I was full of love for his name, for his children, and also for all his ways. Christian was happy with everything Hopeful told him. Now that was a revelation of Jesus to your soul. But tell me what happened with you afterward. I learned to see that the whole world was lost. Even though there are many good things, still all sinners are condemnable before God. Together we do deserve that God would punish us forever. But now I saw that God the Father can call people good and righteous, and that in an honest, just way. For God always remains just. He must punish sin, otherwise he would not be able to be God anymore. But now he punished my sins in his dear Son. Oh, how ashamed I felt that I was so evil and foolish before. I had never seen how beautiful and lovely the Lord Jesus was. Now I saw it. Now I never wanted to sin anymore. I wanted to live a holy life. I wanted to do something to his honor. I thought, if I would have 1,000 souls, I would give them all to the Lord Jesus. Explanation. The Lord Jesus continued to work in Hopeful's heart, even though at first he did not want it. Happily, the Lord always finishes his work. Also today, he is willing to convert children and older ones. Then we will see who he is, who we are, and who his Son, the Lord Jesus, is. What a wonder if we may learn to know something of these matters. Without the Lord Jesus, there is no life, but eternal death.